Good afternoon, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, September 22nd. The grains closed mix with December corn down half a cent at 369 and a quarter, November beans down 2 3/4 cents at 1019 and 3/4, and December wheat down 3 1/4 cents at 558. The dollar was up 33 ticks. That certainly didn't help the corn or the beans. But at one point, you know, the corn opened up steady. We ran it up to, I don't know, about 3 4 cents higher, but couldn't hold it. Closed down a half a cent. The beans rallied from last night's low of 1013 and a quarter all the way up to 1037. We couldn't hold that and broke as much as 18, 19 cents off of those highs. Closed lower on the day. December wheat did close higher despite the dollar. It was up 3 1/4 cents at 558. There's talk that Russia in the January to June timeframe is going to put export quotas on the wheat. Egypt bought some Russian wheat here, 400,000 metric tons, but they had to pay up to do it. It was $9 a metric ton higher than the last round. So I think that prompted the higher prices in the wheat. We've got harvest in full swing here. We've got great weather, 75 to 85 degrees around much of the country, dry weather, beautiful sunshine, and guys, I think, are really hitting it out here. I can't imagine that we wouldn't be above the weekly averages on the harvest on the crop progress report. It should show us above the average, five-year average. Little disappointed we couldn't close it higher. I thought we would close higher here today. But it was really a very volatile day. When you see the beans go from, you know, roughly 10 lower to 16, 17 higher and close lower, pretty volatile day out here. There's still good support. I'd like to buy the beans somewhere down around 10 bucks. I think we should hold there if this market is good. I don't, like I said yesterday, I don't think anything's really changed. We've got great exports out here, a demand-driven market, and I don't see that anything's changed out here, really. I think long-term, the government's going to have to cut the carryouts with all these beans that are going out the door, and hopefully they're going to have to revise corn at some point as well. Certainly would like to see some wheat go out the door to China, but we haven't seen it yet. There may be some more tensions. The Chinese apparently buzzed one of the American bases or a couple of planes. That's kind of unclear what happened. But, you know, there's a little tit for tat going back and forth between China and the U.S. But I'm convinced China needs the grain. They need pork. The hogs were almost limit up here today. They traded limit up at one point. And they've got some serious problems in the next 2 to 3 months feeding their people. They don't get some outside stocks. So, you know, I'm friendly based on that and the dry weather down in South America. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.